Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Ooh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the vibe check on BXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
shaking.
Those good vibes, 585-252-9800 are the vibes up. Tell us why. Some of our friends are here this morning. Let's let them in, shall we? Who's here, Breeze?
Our girl Lindsay's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good after last night. Although it was a little wet and rainy, I did go on a run and I felt super accomplished.
That's what's up.
Pop all the way off. Who else is here? We have Kelsey. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm in my good vibes this morning because my son last night took his first steps.
Oh, ew. That's wonderful.
I love that moment for you. And then we also have Sarah weighing in. Sarah says, feeling good this morning because I'm heading to the gym right now. And this is my third day in a row of waking up early and getting after it.
It is a good feeling. I will say that. When you kind of get a head start on the day, you beat everyone to it.
Literally exhausted by like 9 a.m. falling asleep at your desk.
You actually have way more energy.
Oh, not me. When I wake up that early, I'm like, to work out and do all that stuff, I'm like, oof, crashing midday. Like, did I do a HIIT workout at 4 a.m.? One time, I think this was when we were on the show together. It had to have been within the last couple of years. I woke up at 3:30. It was when I was doing 75 hard. I woke up at 3:30 to get my workout in because I was traveling all day.
Yeah.
So, first and last time.
But what were you doing? Cardio? Did you go out for a run?
No, I did like a YouTube video. Like I
you were home. Got it.
I did some HIIT thing on YouTube.
I always wanted to be that guy. You know? Because in my mind, before I moved home to start the show, in my mind, what I pictured was me getting up every morning and working out before the show started.
I feel as if the only reason that people live that lifestyle is so they can say that they are that person that lives that lifestyle.
Well,
I wake up at 3 a.m. and run 17 miles. Okay.
There is something to be said about those people. They're typically the most successful.
So they want to tell you online.
I haven't met too many losers that wake up that early and get after it, to be quite honest with you. How are your vibes?
Good. Took some Mucinex last night. So that was great.
You sound way better.
Yeah, I took medicine. I've never really understood why people are like, I literally can't take medicine. Okay, why? They're like, I just don't want to take medication. I'm like, you'll feel better. Well, it's just, I don't want it in my system. No, I took it last night before bed. Feel great. Feel better. I don't feel great. Don't get crazy. I'm not thriving or anything, but I do feel better.
Good.
And yeah, that's all I have right now. I mean, halfway through the Lilac Festival, getting after it.
I know it's Wednesday, you guys. You have until Sunday to make it over there. I'll be there tomorrow, Breeze.
Oh my God, yes. Who are you bringing? Your CSC friends?
Nobody at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to kind of come through and hang out with you.
The CSC friends.
Yeah, maybe. Tonight, I do have dinner with my brother and a buddy of ours.
Love.
Yeah, there's a new place around the corner from me that opened that I haven't been to yet in the city. And I'm like, you know, that seems like a pretty chill place. I'm going to go check it out with them tonight.
It's stunning.
And I wanted to walk, but it's probably going to be a tsunami.
No, they say it's going to stop raining at like 1, so I think it'll be good. Yeah.
All right, hopefully that's the case.
Cross your fingers and toes.
Hope you guys are having an awesome start to the morning. Coming up for the big story of the day, we got to give props where props are due. And it's all about a third grader at Cobbs Elementary School in Penfield who did the right thing. This guy, this little kid is so inspiring. I'll tell you what he did and why he was nominated for this award coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Can we please give some props this morning to JJ Phillip, a third grader at Cobbs Elementary School in Penfield. Gave away all his birthday money to help a homeless woman and her children. What? 8 years old. And his mother nominated him for the Do the Right Thing Award. And of course he won. And our lovely Mayor Malik Evans was there to congratulate and honor him. And of course, give this young kid his flowers. One day, JJ overheard a conversation his mom was having with a woman who had just become homeless. And the woman had 5 kids. And she and her children had nowhere to stay that night. JJ knew that he had to do and decided to use all of his birthday money to chip in. And he said he looked up how much a hotel cost. It was like $150. I didn't even know that my mom would even let me spend my birthday money. So I just grabbed the $150. I brought it to my mom and I was like, here, this is money for the hotel. And JJ and his mom found the woman a safe place to stay until, you know, they can find a more permanent solution. But we salute you this morning,
that's
buddy.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, you're a good dude, man. Don't let the world or the people in it dim that bright light inside of you. That
They're
is really
like,
cool.
Tax!
Any student in grades K through 12 in Monroe County is eligible for a nomination. The good deed obviously must have occurred within the last year to get nominated, but anyone over 18 years of age can submit a nomination form, including family, friends, school staff, and coaches. The Rochester Police Department has held the Do the Right Thing Award since 1995.
Right. Absolutely.
I was nominated one time in middle school. Didn't get it.
Didn't get it at all.
I found, walking down the hall to head to the bus, I found a little change purse.
A little envelope full of $6,000.
I found a change purse in the hallway. And I picked it up on the way to the bus and I opened it and there was a whole bunch of singles in it, some pocket change. And I brought it down to the office and I said, I found this and I want to get it back to the right person who it belongs to. And the principal sent a very nice letter home to my parents saying, what a good dude I am. And guess what? I got to go to Pizza Hut for dinner.
Oh, my God!
I was rewarded, you
Just
guys.
Just crushing it. You know how much we love Pizza Hut.
Yeah, we do. Karma's it always comes back around. Breezy, how's your health? Are you okay?
I honestly, like, there's something that's been weighing heavy on my heart. And I truly think that there's no greater fear or anxiety than a health fear or a health scare or health anxiety, because I feel like anybody with an issue within their body and access to an internet is automatically going to jump to conclusions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Trying not to be that person.
Oh, you went on WebMD, didn't you?
But it's like, I'm so busy right now, I'm not even thinking about it. But when I do think about it, it really freaks me out. I'm going to talk about what's going on with me and if anyone else has ever experienced something similar coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. Sometimes the most anxiety-driven thing in your life is a health scare.
Yeah.
We all go through them. I've been through a number of them. I know you guys have too. You seem to be going through one right now, Breezy.
Yeah, I think that like when you are with your body 24/7, you tend to overly notice things or miss things, which is so crazy, right? But over the last like month, maybe, I have been having an issue with an irregular spot in my body. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what it is. And I have an appointment next week, a week from today, actually, to get it all looked at. But I think the conversation this morning is more so just how scary it is to live in the unknown for as long as you have to wait until you can see someone, because sometimes these doctor's appointments don't come easy. I mean, you don't get in till months from when you actually need it because they're so backed up or whatever the case may be. So what do? You turn to Google, you turn to WebMD, and
you try to diagnose yourself.
You start spiraling, you start assuming the worst, and you genuinely freak yourself out.
Yeah.
And I have been feeling like a lump on the side of my boob, and it's been really scary. And like I said, I'm getting it checked out, but your mind will wander and spiral and really think the worst, and you can work yourself into a panic. And I think you can do this with any health scare ever, but
when did you notice?
I noticed like a couple of weeks ago. And I've had this appointment scheduled, so I was like, okay, I'll just wait till the appointment that I have coming up. It's a yearly checkup. Like,
right.
But, you know, it's really quite scary, and I think that you can truly stress yourself out to the max of the fear of the unknown. And I think health anxiety, it's a feeling like that is completely indescribable. But that's not to say that, like, you should just ignore things and ignorance is bliss and you'll just go away. But I don't know. I'm very nervous, and I'm sitting in that feeling right now.
Yeah, no, I can imagine you would be nervous because yeah. I know how you are with your health.
Right.
You like to check my chart for fun more than you like to check my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on my chart a lot. Yeah. And if the slightest thing feels off, you set an appointment. Most people are the opposite.
Right.
They put it off. They don't like going to the doctor. Have you guys ever been in this situation? I know a lot of women have. that Breezy's in right now. Which boob is it?
It's my left side, the side of it.
On this and outer side.
Yeah, and it's not like huge, but it's definitely abnormal.
So you noticed it, and it definitely was not there before.
Correct. And like, it could be nothing. It could be tissue. It could just be
swelling.
You know, all of the things, but that's not where your mind defaults. Let's just put it.
Well,
that
no,
way.
You automatically go to the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Come over here. Let me check.
No,
I'll check it out
I'm
for you.
So good. Thank you so much.
Trying to be a good co-host.
But I don't know. Like, I was just out at MCC on Saturday hosting the Pink and Teal Challenge with Deanna Dewberry from News 10 NBC. And she is a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, I didn't know that about
her. She is. And I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying the C word comes to mind when anything is abnormal with any part of your body. And I think it's important to get checked no matter what it is. But on site there, which is something I thought was really cool, they had the mobile mammogram mobile there that they could just check you right on site at the breast cancer walk, the Pink and Teal Challenge. So I know that a lot of people live in fear, whether it be a health fear, health anxiety, or just like financial fear of like, well, I can't go to the doctor because I can't afford it.
That is the situation with so many people.
You know what I mean? And I'm lucky in the sense of like, this was a pre-scheduled appointment. It's not like I'm not one to like not go because I can't afford it. I mean, it's definitely a pain in the ass. It's going to cost me $500 each visit, but, I think it's very crucial and important to get yourself checked. And I will update you guys, but it's something that's truly been weighing so heavy on my heart. And I've been so busy that I've kind of forgot about it. But when I do come back to center and I do think about it, it really genuinely freaks me out.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't put a price on your health.
Right.
You know, you got to go get checked.
Yeah.
I freaked out a couple years ago, too. I thought I had testicular cancer.
Yeah.
No, this is not before. This is while I was here. I had to go get checked. Turns out I just have a very large epididymis.
Right.
I was freaked out. I had three doctors all have to come into the room and check. I'm like, oh, this is the most action I've had in years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're something.
You know, was sending you good vibes. I don't want to automatically think the worst case scenario here.
Yeah. Let's get to some texts here. People
please.
Who are kind of relating. I found one on my left breast as well. It was a benign tumor that they had removed, but I called the doctor's office and they got me in the next day. They take it seriously because every minute matters, especially with our breasts. If something is moving fast, it can spread fast. Not trying to scare you. Breezy, I'm the same way. I'm always anxious and nervous about my health, and sometimes it feels very isolating. You're not alone. I think that man, woman, you know, non-binary, anybody can feel this way about any portion of their body. Mm-hmm. We've hosted a lot of things for charity and awareness. I mean, we did the sarcoma thing. That was like crazy a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Where it starts in your hand and then it spreads and it gets into your blood. But yeah, I'm not to like bring the mood down this morning, but
no, but it's real talk
to talk about. And
yeah.
If you also fear your health or health anxiety, or you have some anxiousness around that, you're not alone either, because it's better to be aware than to be too late. Mm. And I think that we all need to sit with ourselves a little more and a little longer, because it could really change the outcome of the whole trajectory of our life.
And why sit on it? Because so many people, right. I know, we're stubborn and we don't want to automatically think the worst case scenario. But right. What's it take to just go and get checked just for peace of mind?
Right. I'll keep you guys updated. It's next Wednesday, so a week from today.
Yeah, please. Whatever you need, Breeze.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, PXY Mornings, thank you guys for tuning in. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.